hey, give me X number of dollars per month for the space. And you know, my opinion on that was great. Go for it. You know, if people want to spend it with you, as long as they're, you know, in keeping with what you do, why not? But that's not the case a lot of the time. If you're somebody that's just getting started, if you don't have a ton of traffic, that can be kind of tough to justify, and it can be really tough to figure out how much people should be paying you. So it can be a great way to support your ministry, your blogging effort, if you can get those people to pay like that. If you've got low traffic on your site, you got a lot lower chance of being able to get somebody to cough up any kind of support that would really be significant. Low traffic meaning if you just started your blog, you're getting 50 visitors a month, 100 visitors a month, 500 visitors a month. At that level, it might be tough to get anything more than, you know, a few bucks. It depends on your targeting. It really depends. It depends on how niche you are. You know, if you've got a very well-targeted site, if you've got great traffic that's loyal, that's active, that likes to, you know, do what you ask them to do or, you know, follow up on things you suggest, you can definitely work off of that. But we'll get into a lot of questions later. Question that I was really curious about, because I am just starting to do direct advertising on my sites. With ChristianAffiliateMarketers.com, I'm finally getting to the point where there's a lot of companies, affiliate networks, different affiliate programs that are coming to me saying, hey, you have a lot of people that are reading your site that we can be working with. We want to be there. So what can we do? And I didn't know where to start. I mean, I could throw out a number, but is that going to be something that they're going to buy into and something that, you know, am I going to look ridiculous when I ask them for it? Or are they going to be cool with it? And so we actually posed that question yesterday with some of the top bloggers out there that are making great money, Pro Blogger, Copy Blogger, John Chow. These are guys that are making a lot of money on their blogs. We're talking six figures, seven figures sometimes. I mean, really ridiculous money. And they said that John said that when he figured out initially how much he wanted to charge, what he did is he was doing Google AdSense. And so he took the effective CPM, which is a number that Google gives you, and just said, you know what, if you can pay me twice as much as the effective CPM I get from Google, yeah, we'll do it. And so I thought that was a pretty, you know, pretty decent rule of thumb. And it's not that hard to get a pretty good number along those lines. So if your effective CPM is $25, charge $50 a month. If you have more traffic and you've got a more active group, people are clicking on more things, you can ask for more. And in the end, the market will bear out. You know, what I like to see within the Christian community is that we don't price people up, you know, excellent ministries out of being able to get in there. You know, always have a little bit of, you know, temper what you want to make in terms of money with what kind of causes they're into and what kind of impact they're having. The real trick with direct paid ads is that unless you've got a really successful blog that's getting a lot of visits, you have to go out and solicit. There's some things you can do. There's some plugins you can use that can make that easier to where you can have things that say, you know, your ad here and have an actual tool. Like the one I mentioned on there, the OIO Publisher Ad Management System, just bought that yesterday for my sites. Was recommended by a couple of the big guys because it actually handles all of the payment issues for you. Wires in with PayPal so that basically you tell people what space is available. It can generate an advertising page for you, and then people can go in and do their own buying, and then all you have to do is approve it. Say go, put them in this spot, and off you go. Always get the right of approval. Because you just never know. You always want to be able to review things. It's your content, it's your name, it's your blog. Blog advertising networks. Now you talked about blog advertising networks yesterday with blog ads. Can be a great deal, especially if you're just somebody that's busy, if you're, you know, full-time ministry, you're blogging a lot, you just don't have time to go out and solicit the ads. So sign up on the blog networks, people come to you. That can be a good thing, too. You end up usually splitting off a little bit of money to them. It's a rev share situation, so I've seen them range anywhere from 20% to 40%. What's your experience been? Right. So for facilitating that relationship, the guys from blog ads will split off 33% of whatever somebody's bringing in. If you don't have the time to go out and manage all that stuff, that can be a great deal. You know, 66% of $100 is still, you know, $66, that's more than you had before. So that's not necessarily a bad deal. Cool thing is that you can set the price for ads on your site. So you can go through and say, I think this space is worth $100 a month, $100 a week, whatever the case may be. If people want to pay that, they'll go ahead and do it through them, and your ad's up there. Once again, you do get the ability to approve the ads. if you are in a network that doesn't give you the ability to approve the ads, I would probably look for another network, just because we are in kind of a sensitive space. With AdSense, we're going to talk about this in a minute, a lot of the issues that we talk about, if you're dealing with issues like sexuality, abuse, I mean, issues like that, and you just let people's contextual engines go ahead and match you up with things, you can get some really inappropriate stuff that your audience doesn't want to see and you don't want to be tied to. Blogads.com is a good one to check out if you're interested. And there's a few more around here. Sorry, that's really dim. Cost per thousand banners. Anybody ever run any just straight cost per thousand banner buys? Right. Okay. These have been kind of fading away a little bit because a lot of people are more into a cost per click model. Cost per thousand is basically where they're paying you X number of dollars or X number of cents per thousand runs that their banner gets on your site. Okay, Verimedia is a good company, Christian company, into Christian and family-friendly stuff. So if you've got a busy site and you can give them a lot of impressions, that can be a cool way to go about things because they've got some big companies in there that you know are willing to pay for the space. Problem being is that if you're only getting 1,000 visits a month, that's not a whole lot of revenue-generating opportunity that's coming from a CPM situation. So something you can think about if you've got the traffic. Well, think about it. If you're talking about cost per 1,000 impressions, if you've got 1,000 impressions, that's not a whole lot of opportunity. If you've got a million visitors a month, or 100,000 visitors a month, or even 50,000 visitors a month, that's some opportunity to make some, to make some money on that kind of a basis. Okay, we'll see if we can. Yeah, we'll see if we can break that down a little bit later. Google AdWords. So you guys said you've run Google AdWords. Webmaster Welfare is what we were hearing it referred to yesterday. Because generally you can do things that will perform more. The reason people like Google AdWords is because it's kind of set it and forget it. You put it there, you go about your life, and you trust that Google is going to match you up with good content. Which sometimes it does. Definitely need to kind of dig into your user manuals on it to see what you have to do to filter out the bad stuff. Because if you're talking about sensitive issues, there's a pretty good chance you're going to have the wrong stuff come up. On ChristianAffiliateMarketers.com, I have never had good luck with Google AdSense because affiliate marketers is a big keyword, a big heavy part of my keyword, which means that I get ads from every sleazy affiliate marketing network and every cheesy cost per action offer known to man that will come up if I just trust it. So if you're going to use it, you really have to dial it in. You have to go to a lot, you have to go to some effort to say, this is the stuff I don't want, this is the stuff that I do want. And like I said, it's not my area of expertise because it's never really been something that really took off for me, so I always went different directions with it. If you've got good traffic, it can be a lot of fun, and you can control that contextual matching. I've got another blog that's a sports blog. We broadcast high school football in our local area. We've been live for 2.5, 3 weeks, and I just looked at my AdSense, and we've made $5 in 2.5 or 3 weeks on less than 400 visits. Praise God, I mean, that's cool. I haven't had to mess with it much. I've watched what kind of ads it's matching up there, and everything has actually been pretty cool and localized and perfectly appropriate. So that's worked great in that situation. And I was just floored. I mean, I've got enough money to go out and buy a burger after a game now, so that's cool. But it can be cool because it is very hands-off once you put it in place. For that particular site that I just told you about, the theme that I use, it's a Revolution theme. Wonderful themes, very cool if you ever get a chance to use them. It's actually integrated into that theme, so all I have to do is plug in my AdSense code, and it goes and displays it, and it's off and running. So it's very easy. But like I said, it's Webmaster Welfare. You can usually outperform it if you look around. Blog tipping. Now, one person said that they'd use blog tipping. Have you used it, or have you just seen it around? How'd it work? Okay. Yeah, and this could be something where it depends on your community. If you've got a really active community of followers that really enjoy what you do and you keep it inexpensive, a lot of times you can get pretty substantial volume. Within our industry, there's a site called affiliatetip.com that's run by a friend of ours who runs the big affiliate industry trade shows. He makes a lot of money on tips because he actually uses it as kind of a cheap method of advertising on his site. So if you want to publicize your offer, you can kick in $5. Your link is going to be on there, and it's going to be on there for a day, and then it's going to reset. If you're a big company, if you're a big affiliate network or something like that, it's not a lot of money. So you'll go ahead and pay to have it up on top there. It all depends on your community. And you can set things anywhere from saying, yeah, I want $1 to be on here for a day. You can say, I want $50 to be here for a month. There's a couple solutions. There's one up there, it's the buy me a beer or coffee plug. I changed it to say buy me some Lutheran juice because that's my tradition. But it's a WordPress plugin. Put it on your site, hook it up with your PayPal, and it puts a little tag after every post that you make that says, you know, like what I did, buy me a coffee. And then people can decide what they want to give you, or you can have a suggested donation, something like that. And it can add up. But like I said, it's all about community. If people really enjoy what you're doing and you're adding value, they might not feel that bad about kicking you a couple bucks every once in a while. Or if you've got a site with a very strong following, you might be able to use it as kind of a secondary advertising revenue source where people can have short-term ads. Another good one that I really like that a friend of ours... Sorry. Okay. Right. Nice. Yeah, so we've got a definite vote for donations and tipping. Scratchback.com. A friend of ours named Jim Kukral, who's an insane serial entrepreneur, comes up with all kinds of weird ideas. This is one of his better ones. Scratchback essentially is a blog tipping engine tied into PayPal. And the thing that's kind of cool about Scratchback is that it's got a widget you can throw up on the side of your page, and it handles displaying all these links people buy. It also handles all the financing of the thing, and he takes a split off, and I think he takes 20% or something like that. And he's the one that AffiliateTip.com is using. And the cool thing about what he's doing is that you can brand your widget. So you can design, you know, the look and feel for the thing and then push the file back to him, and then you've got a branded widget on the side of your page saying, you know, support this blog with all your markings. Usually it ties back into PayPal. It's the simple way to go. A lot of people have PayPal, so it's easy to do. Affiliate marketing. This is my baby. This is where we'll be spending a lot of time. But anybody not heard of affiliate marketing before? Anybody have no clue at all what affiliate mararketing is? Okay, cool. Affiliate marketing is essentially an advertising arrangement where you get a payment for driving a specific action to a merchant. There can be a few different possibilities there. If you're working with a retail site, maybe they give you 10%, 15% of a sale that you drive during a set period of time after that visitor comes in through you. It could be, you know, customer acquired. Like up here, we have dating sites. Dating sites are very big. A lot of possibilities there, a lot of pitfalls there too. They pay $3 per profile created. So somebody, you know, creates their account, fills out a couple pages of information, you get $3. If you've got a site that deals with, you know, being Christian and single, might not be a bad deal. Might be a great deal. Services-related companies that do financial services, insurance, stuff like that, if you give them a lead that they can follow up with on the phone, a lot of times you can make some really good money on that stuff. I mean, it can be, you know, $5, $10, $15. College offers right now. There's a wonderful offer that I just blogged about a couple weeks ago dealing with Christian colleges, and they're paying $27 to $40 per completed application. And it's legitimate schools. I mean, that's a great offer. And you can definitely, if you've got that audience, if you've got that, you know, high school audience, or you got people that are looking for returning education, going back to get their master's, or things like that. I mean, that can be some substantial support pretty quickly. Affiliate marketing is wonderful for bloggers if it's done right. Bloggers, you know, if you're somebody that's been blogging for a long time, you've got a wonderful relationship with a bunch of people who really like what you have to say, or at least like to go there to be tweaked or offended or whatever on a regular basis. I know there's a lot of us that, you know, do a lot of, you know, theology blogging. What they say might not necessarily be popular all the time, but people still come back to read it. They still come back to interact with you. So you have a platform there for talking to people about products and services. Merchants love bloggers because you've got a voice. You're not just somebody slapping a banner up on a page and saying, that's my marketing effort. You're actually sharing yourself. And if you like something and you get on there and talk about it and say, hey, I use this. It's great. I love it. These guys are cool to work with, and I love what they're doing as far as the ministry aspect of their business. Chances are people are going to react positively to that, and that can really be helpful for the businesses that you're working with. Product reviews and recommendations on the blogging side are huge. Yesterday in the session that we went to, guys were saying, look, you know, we get almost, there's some of the guys that are saying, well, you know, we originally went over to a paid advertising model, and now we're actually finding that the affiliate revenue is outstripping that because they were able to negotiate deals where they got a percentage of recurring money. And so every month they're getting $3, and you keep stacking that stuff up, and before too long, you've got a pretty substantial source of money coming in. The way that they drive those people is through reviews. You know, in some cases, they were reviewing affiliate networks, and they'd say, hey, I had a great experience with these guys. I made a lot of money. Their customer service was good. They helped me out. You know, they designed ads for me that were individual to what I'm doing, and they were great. So people see that. They go to it. They sign up, and then off you go. Some tips for referrals and reviews. First one's a biggie. If you don't know the product, don't get on and talk about it. This is a big-time integrity thing. It's a big-time trust thing where you've built this trusted relationship with people, which is cool. But if you abuse it, it's going to come back and bite you. So if you're going to review a product or service, either buy it or talk to the merchant and say, hey, I would love to write about what you're doing. I've got this audience. I've got this many people who come in every day. And I think they'd be interested in what you have to offer. So either can I buy it or can I review it? And you know, just give me a free copy, evaluation copy, whatever. Blog about your real experiences with it. If it's bad, I probably wouldn't spend a lot of my time blogging about it. It doesn't really do you a whole lot of good to be negative. It's kind of wasted effort. If there's some things that you think that they could improve, by all means, email the guys. I mean, say, hey, I test your stuff out, had some issues, you know, see if you can smooth it out, and then get back in touch. I'd love to review it again, you know, down the road at some point. But it doesn't do a whole lot of good to throw negative reviews out there for people. But definitely, you know, if it's not great, just let it go. If it is great, tell people why. Tell people about your experiences with it. Use some product images, use some logos, make it about more than just text, kind of personalize things. If you can get a product shot or something like that, it's cool. And you know, just really, you know, example that I used here, there's a lot of guys that are blogging on theology. A lot of guys use different pieces of software that let them, you know, reference different translations and things like that, or reference commentaries. So if you have use something that you like, a lot of these guys have affiliate programs. So you can, you know, give them a call or join their affiliate program and do a review of what they do, and just go into why you loved it, why it made your life as a pastor easier, why it made your life as a, you know, theology blogger easier, and that how much time it saved you. And let people know that you want to be transparent to an extent. You want to let people know that if you like what I had to say, you can support my ministry by buying this product through this link. Otherwise, you're kind of diluting the value of the recommendation. It's a good idea to let people know that you've got a little bit of an interest in it, but to frame it in a way to say, hey, I'm blogging on this because I believe in it. But these guys have also agreed to support my blog when good thing, or my ministry when I send people their way. So be transparent. Practical affiliate marketing tips. Getting started. This is something that's kind of tricky. I've had a lot of issues with affiliates that I've spoken with on the Christian side that will go out there and they'll apply for secular programs, or they'll apply for secular networks, and they don't get in. They don't get approved, because in a lot of cases you have to apply for a program and get your application reviewed and approved. What I recommend is there's a few affiliate networks that I'll list later here that have a pretty good concentration of Christian offers, if that's the channel that you want to go with. A couple different ways people do things. They can either have a network program where you've got, let's say, 500 different merchants that are putting an offer out to affiliates, and you've got a big group of affiliates that are also tied in, and there's this infrastructure that connects them. Usually the network will also handle the payment, which is convenient, because if you're working with 10 different merchants, that could be 10 different paychecks, or it could be one paycheck from a network. So network situations can make things really easy. private programs. A lot of programs, a lot of Christian merchants have private programs too, just because they were never real, they don't think that there's enough density in the secular networks to get what they want in terms of traffic, so they'll have a piece of software on their server that tracks all the referrals. Those can be great too. It's just that if you work with a bunch of them, it means you're going to have 10 or 15 different logins to keep track of and 10 or 15 different, you know, sources of payment coming in, so that can get a little bit tricky to keep track of. So I recommend you have, you know, work with the network programs and then really kind of pick and choose the private programs you like. Getting your blog application or your church's application approved can be a bit of an issue sometimes. There are some networks out there and some merchants that have a policy that just says, we are not going to work with religious entities. Because they're trying to play this political correctness thing to where if somebody sees their ad on a Christian site, the Muslims might get upset, or back and forth. So occasionally you'll find somebody that just says, we don't work with religious sites or Christian sites, whatever. Sometimes you can get around that by just writing them back an email and saying, hey, you know, we're really interested in working with you. To me, if I have a church and I've got a couple hundred people that are going to be shopping for a cause, meaning, you know, you shop at these sites and support your church through the donations, that's a pretty effective buying community. That, to me, as an affiliate manager, is a community that I want to tap into. Because that's more than just one person that's shopping for my product. If you get turned down, don't freak out. I have a wonderful super affiliate in the back of the room right now, and I'm sure Mike's got turned down a few times. Probably couldn't figure out why the heck somebody would turn him down, because he does pretty well. But I've been turned down for a number of programs that I applied for whatever reason. It's not a big deal. Drop somebody an email back and say, hey, could we explore this? I think I can do a really good job for you. Here's what I have in mind. Never make it personal. People like me, my partner Karen back there, we manage 7 different affiliate programs, which means that we get about 200 or 300 applications a day that we're looking through to work with the merchants that we represent. So we can dedicate about, 20, 30 seconds to an application on average, unless it looks really, really interesting. So we have to make some snap decisions sometimes. And sometimes we make mistakes. You know, we're human. We're flawed. So the best thing is if somebody just says, hey, wait, you screwed up, man. I've got this site. I've got a great following. And I really think that I match up nicely with your product. If you get back to me and say that, I'll probably approve you right on the spot because you cared enough to email me and you didn't question my kid's legitimacy or something like that. I get that. You know, we get called names. We get yelled at. Such is life. But just be professional. You know, be Christian. Approach people with kindness and love, and amazing things happen. Should you only promote Christian companies? I don't know. It's up to you. There are some wonderful gospel-advancing Christian companies out there that can use your support. And that's why I like to make these connections, because they could use the support. You could use the support. It seems like a wonderful opportunity to me. But if you have a church site and you're looking to raise revenue for your church, there's nothing wrong with putting a page together on your site that says, hey, shop with these merchants, Home Depot, you know, whatever. Almost every retail store you can think of, Office Depot, Office Max, Amazon.com, all these guys have affiliate programs. So, you know, pick and choose. Find ones that you like and say, you know, we've got all these shopping opportunities, and unless the percentage that you get back when people shop there can be a great way to raise some money. People are going to be shopping there anyway. Why not bring them in and have them come in for your cause? Like I said, why I really like affiliate marketing with Christian companies is just that kind of common goal that we have. We're all looking to get the gospel out. We should be working together. We should be in community. And if we can have a win-win situation there, why not? I mean, it seems like a great fit. Best practices. Number one is huge. How many people here have opt-in email lists on their sites? Okay? How many people mail to them regularly? Once a month? Once a week? Okay. How many people have RSS, feed burner? Okay? And do you use the email option on that where people can subscribe to get email notifications when you update? Okay. That can be a good one. What I recommend is one called AWeber. A couple reasons I like it. Number one, it's effective. Number two is it's cheap. It costs $20 a month. That's not bad. And it will manage your subscriptions for you, let people opt in, opt out. It requires a double opt-in. They have about 99.44% deliverability. I have Ivory soap level numbers here. and they'll get your email through, which is huge. They also have a little, they have a feature in there also that will let you say, every time I have 3 blog posts, kick out an email that's themed like my site and let people know that I've posted. It's good stuff. You want to be able to have that relationship with people above and beyond just when they come to your site. AWeber, A-W-E-B-E-R. Think beyond banners. Banners are done. Banners were done in about, for the most part, I don't know, 1998. They're not the way you should be primarily marketing. You're bloggers. Blog. Talk about products. Talk about services. You know, you can put banners up on the site, but don't let that be all you do. You know, put some content out there. Use video. Really fun site that I recommend for everybody. Free site. Cool free training. Kind of goofy, but it's Jim Cookrell, so what can you do? Called Online Video Toolkit. And what Jim does here is he goes through step by step what you need to do to make online video. Let me see here. Karen, can you grab my flip cam out of my bag? What? It's back there. You don't need to have hundreds of, you know, thousands of dollars of equipment to make compelling video. It can be fun. It can be goofy. It can be raw. I mean, it can be whatever you want it to be. But there's a little thing called a flip cam that it should be just right in the front there. In the actual compartment. Oh, there you go. Flip cam. Right there. Okay, point and shoot video. Oh, sorry. Do I have it? No, he's got one. Scott's got one. Okay. Flip cams, they're a point and shoot video camera. They've got a little USB jack that flips out, plugs into your laptop, lets you drop the video right off it, post it immediately to YouTube or a bunch of other places. I'll be careful. Okay, so here you go. Flip cam. Super, super cool. $150. It's not going to do, you know, high-level cinematography, but it can be cool for connecting with your audience, because all you got to do, you can get a little tripod with these things, sit them on your desk, and talk to it. If you want to get fancy, if you want to edit it, get some software to edit it. It's got some onboard stuff on it, too. But you can get, like, Sony Vegas makes a good, really good editing software. Pinnacle makes a good editing software, just so you can do, like, titles and stuff like that. But do some video. You know, get on, talk about a product if you like it. I mean, we've had friends that have had wonderful luck with... We gave them T-shirts or something from C28.com. They got on, and it was their free T-shirt of the week. They got on and said, hey, check out this shirt I got from C28.com. It's really cool. And that stuff drives sales. It's just another way to connect with your audience beyond just, you know, doing the written word thing. And be transparent. Like I said, it's okay to mention in your review that buying will support your ministry. Be transparent with it. Let people know, because otherwise, you know, people might question if you're just essentially selling out to make a little bit of money. And be authentic. Now, the second part of the thing, while staying saved. there's lots of opportunities to screw up. There's lots of opportunities to promote stuff that's not good for you, that's not good for other people. And as Christians, we can definitely be duped a little bit. We see somebody out there that cites as Christian this, faith that. You know, we can say, oh yeah, great, I should work with those guys. We are becoming known as a niche. Okay, if you're a marketing guy, you know what a niche is. It's a narrow group of people that can be effectively marketed to and money extracted from. That's what we're becoming. And there's some really clever guys out there that are looking to prey on our community because we're easy marks. One of the things that we're finding a lot of, a couple years ago, I was working for a company that was trying to start up business partner was starting another one at the same time, so I can't really say that. The first Christian-focused affiliate network. And we were getting people contacting us all the time saying, oh yeah, you have to work with me. I've got a site called Christian Faith Financial. We do payday loans. I was like, payday loans? I read something about, you know, interest rates not being more than this. How does 500% interest, if you don't pay me back on time, how is that biblical? It's not. But what they do is they slap a cross on their site, get a Christian in the domain name, put a Bible verse that doesn't even match up with what the heck they're doing, because they don't actually know what's in there. They're just grabbing one from somewhere. And they slap it up on their site, and a bunch of people go in and say, oh yeah, great, I can make $10 a lead promoting this. And I have ripped those guys up 6 ways to Sunday on my blog just so I can have people not stumble into that. Avoiding the pitfalls. If I ever see some of these sites up on any of your blogs, I will personally slap you around. Bad stuff, okay? Bigchurch.com, owned by a really great family values company called Penthouse Entertainment Group. Same guys that bring you Penthouse Magazine. But they've got a Christian dating site. Rationale I've heard, I was recruiting for a Christian dating site that I work with. It's a really good, missional, totally, you know, wonderful dating site. And I would go to all these cool Christian content sites, and they're promoting these clowns. I'm like, do you know what these guys do? You're supporting a porn company. What are you doing? They're like, well, there's a lot of wonderful Christian people there. Well, but they wouldn't be there if they knew who it was owned by. So that's some guys to avoid. Dating sites you really have to be careful with, because there's a lot of these guys out there that are owned by big companies that also promote stuff that you probably don't agree with. You know, all kinds of extramarital stuff, all kinds of, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, bondage, whatever. I mean, you have to look into the background of these companies if you're looking to work in dating or financial, because in a lot of cases there's bad stuff going on behind the scenes. One of the things that I always look for is a statement of faith, because if they can't put together some kind of cohesive, coherent, you know, statement of faith, they're probably not worth working with. None of the bad guys will have that ready. When they do, they'll be badly written. So, you know, definitely look it up. See what kind of ministries they're into. What are they doing? Are they tithing? I mean, are they supporting outreach ministries? The guys that get it are doing these things. The guys that are trying to prey on our community aren't. Google the site. Look for feedback from customers. Look for press releases. I was getting ready to rip up bigchurch.com, and I saw that one of the major online advertising magazines had done a deal on, you know, Penthouse Entertainment acquiring bigchurch.com, which was owned by another site called FriendFinder that owned all these other domains. So if you Google that stuff, you say, you know, bigchurch.com, strangely enough, all this stuff pops up on Google from the press releases. So you can see who they're associated with. And also, if you join an affiliate program, and a lot of times with dating, you'll see all the other properties that they have. They'll say, you can support these 12 different niche sites. And when you look down the list, you'll see your Christian one, number three or number four, and then everything else where they're making the real money is one or two, and usually that's adult stuff. So be careful. Or you can check my blog. I'm pretty good with exposing these guys. I kind of enjoy it, to be honest. I blog so hard on bigchurch.com that I started to outrank them for their own name, which, you know, praise God, it was cool. It was rewarding. The sleazy guys tend to be pretty shallow. They can't address the faith-based questions that you ask them. You'll ask them, one of my other favorites is Christian work at home. Usually the answer I get on this when I say, okay, you got this work at home offer, what's Christian about it? Well, a lot of us are Christian. Well, that's cool, I guess. But what are you doing that's gospel advancing? You know, what's your ministry? And there's usually not one there. So, you know, ask around, ask questions. Your users are trusting you on your recommendations. If you blow it, you really, really blow it. You know, it's an integrity of ministry issue. So, you know, you can really compromise what people have with you if you go and promote the wrong guys, because it looks like either A, you aren't doing your homework, or B, you're selling out for a buck. Neither one of those is particularly fun to do. Some programs. If you want to take a look at a few that we really like, some that I work with, some that I don't. I'm actually putting together an ebook that you guys can actually request from our site. But these are some programs that I think are really, really cool programs. There's some of them. Most of them are pretty missional. There's a couple of like Crossings. It's relatively secular, but they do. It's kind of like Columbia House for Christian books, or, you know, Book of the Month Club kind of stuff. But, you know, they put a lot of good stuff out there, so I don't feel bad about recommending them. Harvest Ministries, Greg Laurie's group, just launched an affiliate program a couple weeks ago. I did a little bit of consulting with them on it. I love seeing guys like that come on board, because if you know, can't produce your own materials and you want to find some good time-tested stuff from guys who are doing the work, you know, great company to work with. But we've got about 25 or 30, I think, in the end, programs we're going to recommend. I'm going to put it out in an ebook format in about a week and a half, so I'll give you a link to check that out later. Some affiliate networks. Sorry if you can't see that. CJ.com, Commission Junction. They are about the biggest affiliate network out there. They've got about, 10 Christian programs in there. out of about 2,000. If you go in there and you search Christian, you can find some decent stuff. Share a Sale, one that I really like. Really wonderful people, very affiliate friendly. Chances are if you apply, they won't bounce you. They won't bounce your application. They're just good people. They've got probably more concentration of Christian programs than any other network I've seen right now. There's probably 15 to 20, including a lot of the ones that you saw before there. They're really easy for Christian merchants to work with because they're very affordable. They cost $500 to get started with, and so they're easy to work with. And Avant Link is another one that we have some programs on that people should check out. Okay. Questions, answers. I want to spend a lot of time on this because I want to do the practical stuff. So if we want to like circle up, or I'm not sure how we want to do it, but I think it would be kind of cool if we could do kind of a roundtable thingy so everybody can hear everybody. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be on there. It's going to be on Christian Affiliate Marketing Association.com. It's a long domain, sorry. Kama.org was taken. But yeah, the deck's going to be on there, and we'll also have the ebook. Okay. Okay. So if you've got a site that's got getting 50 to 100,000 visitors a month, you know, what kind of breakdown should you have essentially? What kind of different ads? What I recommend is you test. You know, test some affiliate ads, see how they work. Test some Google in there to see what kind of effective CPM you're getting, and then you can set that advertising price if you want to lean towards the prepaid ads. And just see what works for you. I mean, you might want to keep some affiliate spaces available just for the companies that really legitimately can't afford to go in and say, I want to do a $5,000 a month ad buy, because there's some companies that are doing wonderful stuff that just aren't there yet. You know, I hate to see people get shut out for that. You know, maybe pick a couple of spots that you'll give, you'll save for those guys. Okay? I don't have a case study on that one. We could definitely talk a little bit more and see if we can find some stuff that would work for you. With pastors, I mean, there's definitely some business-to-business kind of offers, which is kind of funny to say that when it deals with churches, but like the Harvest Ministries guys, International Bible Society might be a pretty decent program for you. A friend of ours runs that program in Share a Sale. IBSDirect.com, they sell Bibles and evangelism supplies in cases. And they actually do amazing business. I mean, their program does well over $100,000 a month in sales. And every once in a while, they'll even do some really ridiculous affiliate promotions where, you know, they'll give $500 to whoever makes sales more than $2,000. And then, strangely enough, there's a lot of them happening, which is cool for me. I mean, I love to see people buying the word and being able to do that kind of volume. So that might be one to check out too. There's a couple other programs that I saw that I did a couple weeks ago. I actually sent out a request for people to submit their programs for this directory. And we are seeing a lot of kind of ministry-related stuff too. So there'll be some more opportunities there. Okay? More questions? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's taken as a percentage. So if her question was with tipping services like Scratchback, if you're using those on your site, is your method of taking donations, does the vendor, like Scratchback, add that 20% on top of the donation? And no, what they do is if somebody says we're going to give you $100, you know, they'll take their $20 of that and you get the $80. So it's part of the deal. Sure. Right. Strangely enough, we probably could do that. But what I do, I manage affiliate programs for the merchants. And about 40% of my business right now is Christian companies. I would be perfectly happy if I was working 100% with really solid missional Christian companies, and someday I'll get there. But essentially what we do is we go out, we help them with their strategy, we help them figure out what they can afford to pay people, what they should be paying people, we develop banners for them, we develop marketing strategies. We go out and find affiliates. Like, everybody here is a potential affiliate for these merchants. So we go out and find those people online, match them up with merchants that are going to work for them, handle the communication. So if you come to me and say, hey, I need a, you know, I need a specific type of a creative from this guy, you know, can you get it for me? Answer is yeah, give me a couple days. So we handle all that. So basically, most of these guys, they're relatively small companies. They don't have a lot of resources. So we come in and provide manpower, well, serious woman power back there, more than just me, to help them get where they want to be through affiliate marketing, and then even the branch out into some things like social networking and stuff like that too. So, but if you're somebody that, you know, wants to find a package of programs that you can get involved with, by all means, ask, and we'll see what we can put you together with. Because if we don't manage it, we know who does, and we can generally hook you up. Okay. Any more questions? I've got a really good affiliate in the back of the room if anybody wants to pick his brain. Mike Allen back here from Shopping Bargains. So if you've got any questions at all about affiliate marketing, come track me down. If you want to go to ChristianAffiliateMarketingAssociation.com, you'll see a link on there to request the ebook when we publish it. So I definitely encourage everybody to go check that out, because it'll be a good resource for you. And I'm going to have, you know, we might ship this with it and some other, you know, best practices in terms of how to get started and things like that. But it can be really, I mean, it's not about having one thing that you decide to do. It's about coming up with the right mix for you and coming up with something that you can, you know, you can support your ministry, support your family, you know, pay your hosting costs, whatever your goal is. I mean, chances are it can be done. And pray for all your success. Thank you.